Boomer will be down there with t-shirts, caps, sweatshirts, and everything else. And the Street Skinny Newsletter, the first and the last edition. Take it home, frame it, and show it to your friends.
With the three questions for Mad Mike.
Yes.
Ask Mad Mike.
And my interview with three local bands up close and personal. It's that three thing. And it's 10 o'clock, and Mike?
Shelley, you know, I also knew you were sociable.
And entertaining.
Yes. So
very, very.
Here we go. We toast the champagne. And after we drink the champagne, we open up the transmitter door over there.
And get...
Instead of a fireplace.
And as always, 104.1 is KJJO-FM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The rock
of the 90s.
Panic! All together now, and that's for Russ Cook. Yep, and he's out in Boston right now. He's got a sales job and a part-time weekend gig out there at a radio station out there. Just saw him at Lollapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to see him, and he's happy, and that was one of his favorites. Also heard in Spiral Carpets, Commercial Rain, and that goes out to the Clone Zone.
Yep. Scott Clone. He's in St. Cloud. Hi, Scott.
Yep, he's up there on Rock Station up in St. Cloud, and he's operations manager up there. He's doing really well, and I remember coming in, and I'd be doing middays, and Scott would come in afterward, and he'd put that Commercial Rain song on, and just, I don't know, something happened to Scott. It would transform him into this, like, I don't know. But also heard the Smiths, that's Panic, for a walk-up request.
Oh, outside.
Yeah. They walked
Isn't
up.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that worked. Panic. Ah!
You know, I thought since you were talking about some of our former jocks, you know, that's Scott Clone and Russ, I thought we'd just maybe mention them. We'd go back in time and kind of remember some of our former modern rockers here. We had, remember Colin Stone?
I remember Colin Stone.
Mr. Slowman there.
And he had the Black and Blues lunch, right? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Mark Deuce Bobick.
Yes.
Does he still play football?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No?
No.
Mark went to Jamaica and he's done.
Actually, I don't know. But Colin Stone. We had, well, Lori Kelly, everybody.
Yep. And Lori's in Chicago doing real well.
She's doing well. Russ Cook, well, off in Boston. Christine Upton, that's been a few months, but Christine, she still has her fans here.
Yep.
She was a weekender. Also, Rick Oman, who's down in Rochester, doing well. Also, Nikki Wood, she's out in California. We haven't heard from her. We don't know if she's doing well. But,
and then how about Jerry Heckerman?
Oh,
nice. He was our engineer before Charlie Esch. And I'm going to share a story with you. I'm standing here at the board, and I was standing here one day.
Jerry story?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a lot of Jerry stories.
I had a skirt on, and I think I put my leg up, and he was bending down to try to fix something while I was talking on the mic, doing middays, and I think I actually kicked him, but I don't really quite remember.
Lawsuit.
Who else? Well, we've got one more that I can remember. I know that there are others probably out there. We've gone through some weekenders, but we want to apologize if we haven't mentioned their name, but they did share this modern rock time with us anyways. But Pat Dwyer, I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
You know
so
Pat.
So great. Pat's working at a local record label and at a local record store, and we did the Mad Music Asylum together. Pap's Blue Ribbon. It was Pat's Blue Ribbon and lots of other things. That was just a great time. A
lot of good people.
Mad Music Asylum.
A lot of good times.
We just got a fax in, too. You know that Special X commercial? It says, I'm an X radio listener. Are you one of them? Or one of us.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, that's kind of good. What else do I want to say here? Julie, overnights. I just want to...
You know, I've been here since the beginning of it, too.
I know you have.
And a lot of people didn't. A lot of people did not know me because I was on those overnight shifts.
But
for
you had
many,
a lot of...
Well, a couple years. And now I'm just on weekends since I got married. And
and sleep is good for you now.
Oh, I'm a regular person.
Julie's all back to normal.
They're singing the love boat.
Because she went on a cruise for her honeymoon. So.
Yeah, down
that's
in
really
the Caribbean.
Great.
Yeah.
That's really great. But I want to, do you remember what song used to irritate me the most? Voice of the Beehive. Do you remember every night at the same time? Yeah, that was pretty. And then how about, this is Bob Costas. And I want to tell you about, remember those public service announcements? What was the one that, how did the one song go? We are friends. Friends know when to say when. And I'm trying to say when right now. So here's that petrol motion and sensitize on KJ 104. I know, Pete. It's, are we going to share it now?
Should we?
Well, first tell me why you picked last cigarette.
Because anybody who knows me usually knows that I just smoked my last one before I asked to bum one off them.
Yep. You are the biggest cigarette bummer in the entire universe. Yep. Did you know that, Peter?
Yes, I know. I've been called on that more than once.
Okay.
But I don't know. It just...
Except for maybe Tony Powers. He used to bum them pretty often, too.
Modern Rock 104. By the way, I need to thank Tony for... allowing me to come here after the events when Lori left and went off to Chicago and the things with the other
with
station.
Lori?
they'll just step right around
okay,
that.
Okay, so Pete, how did we meet?
How did we meet? Well, it was a dark and stormy night. No, you saved my life in Nam, man. We were there. No, I was helping out a station up in St. Cloud, The Mix.
94.9 KMXK.
Here's Bob James.
And Andreas Fullenfighter. Peter and I were very mellow in those days.
We were very mellow. We did a lot of this, a lot of, and also coming up this hour.
Uh-huh.
Inya.
Uh-huh.
And I had the night mix, 7 to midnight, and Shelley was working.
And you had a six-pack of moose head the first night I show up. My first night on, like, real radio besides college. And here he has a six-pack of moose head, and he's got the windows cranked open. Oh, you can smoke in here. Just open the windows.
That was back during those self-described John Grunseth Wilding years.
Yes,
so,
yes. Okay.
A lot has changed since then. But, yeah, and you were from that ultra-cool, super-cool college station from St. Cloud, 88.1. I always used to listen to
KVSC, yeah. Yep. They're getting a power boost, too. So.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
They're a fantastic station.
Yeah, they are.
And we started there, and I was just about ready to move to St. Cloud. I was only there for about 2 months, but she didn't want to. So came back here, and I was at, we'll say it, KTCJ and Cities 97 for about 3 years. And then...
this is your life.
This is my life in radio. And I was involved in the demise of a really cool little jazz station over there.
Mm-hmm. And, so how does it feel the second time around?
I'm getting sad, and I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Okay.
So anyway, but Shelley, you're great, and I just wanted to thank everybody that that tuned in during the middays. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and going to miss it a lot.
Okay, and... we're not going to hear from your favorite organization, are we?
No.
yeah, that Matt Johnson organization.
Well, why not?
Maybe we'll do it later.
Why not? Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
But anyway.
By the way,
there's a lot of neat people outside. We came out here and there's cars all over the place.
Cool.
I want to thank everybody for coming down. That is really cool. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a neat banner and everything. So we also heard there, just want to tell you, Daisy Chainsaw by request, Love Your Money. Matthew Sweet title track from his third release, Girlfriend, another request. And That Petrol Emotion, Sensitize, another good song. I remember listening to that song and going, I want to work on that radio station.
I know, see, that's the thing. That's what was so cool about this whole thing is, like, back in high school, whatever, you know, hear U2 and all that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, that's why I want to get into radio, because eventually there's going to be a station doing something like that. And then there was.
Yep.
And then...
And that's why we all did this.
See,
and that's why we were all here.
And that's why we're all here.
And speaking of that, I remember driving down to the Twin Cities one day with my boyfriend driving down, and we're listening to the Mad One on the air, and I'm going, wow, he is so cool. I got to meet this guy.
And then you met him.
then it was still cool, though. I love Mad Mike.
Mike is
the radio
cool.
Wookie.
Mike is way cool.
I'm driving down, and he says, all right, this is the first time you're going to hear it ever on radio. And it was brand new Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
The whole version of Stop on the Rock of the 90s,
señoras
KJ 104.
Señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia.
Our last request, are their last fax. Is the fax machine still going? 941-8750?
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't turn it off.
All right.
Yet.
Still,
we're
keep
still
faxing
allowed.
If you want.
This but said that it was, paper costs a lot of money.
Well, it was the only song they've. It's the only song they've ever requested. They want to hear it. So here it is, Lush. On the Rock of the 90s, KJ 104.
941-8750.
Fax us. And now it's time to do the Friday Night Spectacular. As always, right now, girls, let's welcome him.
Delta, can we help you? I'm hawking some loogies here. Hold on. Who's this? By the way, tell Peter I got a full pack of smokes down here.
Okay.
Alrighty. You know.
So can we help? Get out! Get out!
I can't hear you. Where the damn here? It's really loud.
Oh God! G.O.D. That was so 5 minutes ago, PT.
Like I said, I can't hear you at all.
Well, how's it going in hang time?
I can barely hear you.
Just talk.
Alright, here, I'm just going to do it.
Andrew, you're a liar!
I'm just going to do my own. Wait! I moved my body around. I'm holding on to my antenna. My radio's antenna. Okay, that's better now. Are you having fun there tonight?
Yes!
Okay, good. We're having a jamming time up here tonight, too. It's an absolutely hot hang time. Lay's on his way to the studio, so you can have him bugging you here in a little bit. Hi, Lay! Fridays will be continuing here at Glam Slam at 110 North 5th Street. It's going to be hospitality industry employee night every Friday. No cover charge before 10 o'clock. All the good stuff will continue onward far after the demise of the Rock of the 90s, PJ 104. Damn, the radio's fading out again here. Holy cow. That's it for me. I'll talk to you a little later, okay?
Bye,
PJ. Okay, bye for now.
Glad we could help you.
Pause for a moment of silence. Bow, everybody bow their heads. Pause.
Was that a burp?
No, that was Monica making her stupid human trick. Okay, bad pause. So why don't we just try screaming, okay? Ready?
Hey, here we go.
Everybody around the Twin Cities, scream for Modern Rock now. 1, 2, 3.
Ah! It felt good. You know, the fax thing's working, too. 941-8750. Fax all weekend, because they're still going to be playing requests, right?
Yep, they're just kicking us out of here
week.
At midnight. Robs, did they take your key?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Ted Scott and Oakdale faxing in. Don't want to talk about it. Also, the guys over at, let's see. Where's this from? Oh, Kinko's Coffee Center.
Kinko's are great.
Yeah, Kinko's, let's see. And then also Minnetonka Kinko's. So lots of Kinko's faxing us. Wow.
They have their fax machines fully operative.
Yes.
So if you live within blocks of a Kinko's, run there now.
Run.
I bet you they might even let you do it for free.
Yeah. Ed also called, wants to hear some Echo on the Bunnymen lips like sugar, I guess. So we'll do that a little later.
Thank you, Ed. We'll try to do it. Because we've only got 55 minutes till they boot all of our butts right out of here.
We should say thanks to Shelly for having us all in on her last
Shelly,
show.
We love you, Shelly.
We really appreciate being able to
come
in. I
feel like I'm on This Is Your Life. And Robin, I just want to talk to you real quick for a second.
Okay.
I remember, okay, so I got the job here, okay? Mad Mike hired me, you know?
Right.
And I was like, oh, thank you, Mad Mike. Thank you.
Mad
Mike. I came in, I met Mad Mike. I was like, oh my God, it's Mad Mike. Oh, I love you, Mad Mike. I met Colin Stone, and he was Colin Stone. I met Tony Powers. I met Tony. Tony was great. And then all of a sudden, Tony said, well, come in and do an overnight, Shelly. And I said, okay, but first go in and train in with Robin. And at that time, Robin was doing the shift that I'm doing now. If you all get that, then you've been very good at following this Modern Rock scheme of things. And how was it not having a social life then?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was good. But I came in, and Robin was wearing a yellow outfit.
I was. Do you remember that?
A yellow outfit.
I don't even remember that.
And I remember your favorite song at the time.
Oh, I think it was that gold jumper thing I had. Okay.
Yep. Sonic Youth Cool Thing.
Oh, yeah. Love that tune. Mm-hmm.
That was your favorite. And you were just like, yeah, this is so cool. And you were way into it. And then you were teaching me back to the thing again. I don't know. I was with Peter before, too. You were teaching me how to, all right, you got to cue this up really tight. Well, this song that you'd want me to play right now, I didn't queue up real tight.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm lazy. and
well,
that's
then
my nature.
I did teach you well.
Okay, tell me.
All right. Okay, well, gosh, I don't know what to say. I started here 10 to 2 doing your shift, and then they wanted me to do mornings, so I did mornings with Steve Dahlman for a while. Actually, that was before I went to 10 to 2. Oh, it's just a big blur. I can't remember. I've been on all kinds
of... There's no other way?
Oh, and then I did mornings with Tony Powers for a while, which was fun. And then with Scott Cohn for a while, which was very interesting.